New blasts of extreme weather are taking a toll around the globe tonight. The latest in a series of fierce heat waves has moved into the U.S. Northwest. And violent storms and drought are ravaging parts of Europe and Asia. William Brangham has our report.
In cities across France, sheets of rain and hail pound the streets. Trees are uprooted in backyards. And people wade through storm waters overflowing onto sidewalks. These extreme events, which climate scientists say are increasingly being driven by a warming world, are spreading wider and wider. In Germany, it's been the opposite. An extreme drought has shrunk some of the nation's major rivers, snarling cargo traffic as ships struggle to navigate increasingly narrow channels. New satellite images show the before and after of a nearly dry Rhine River. The storms inundating France are expected in the coming days, and while those rains could help the Rhine, they've already taken 7 lives in France and Italy. 140-mile-an-hour winds hit the island of Corsica, just off the coast of those two nations. While experts say the storms are something of a reprieve from drought, this volume is too much to handle.
We were waiting for precipitation, but not with this much intensity.
Over 4,000 miles away in China, another drought is underway. Facing months of heat waves, residents of Chongqing in the Sichuan province say the wind now just blows heat.
I feel like I'm standing on a gas stove.
The Yangtze River has shrunk to half its normal width. Farmers that rely on the river for their crops say the heat and drought are destroying their harvest.
All scorched, you see. It certainly cannot grow. The high temperature is slowly roasting sweet potato leaves to death.
These extremes are seen most clearly in the Arctic. New research shows parts of that region are warming 4 and in some places 7 times faster than previously known. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm William Brangham.